morning. Today is Friday, September the 25th, 265th day of the new year. Joining us this morning is Simple Country Therapist, Lou Quimby.
Thank you so much. Yes, the year is going fast.
We mean going, it's like almost gone.
I know. The months go by like weeks. The weeks go by like days. It's amazing.
So is that the sign of an active mind? Or?
No, I think it's just because I'm old. You know, if I was eight, it would go slowly, 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 slowly.
I wish I was 12.
That would be the active thing.
I wish I was 12.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons for that, though.
I could go, yeah, right.
Yeah. You wouldn't clink when you walked. You got a quote there?
I got several. You want them now?
Well, it would be the appropriate time for them, yes.
Okay. Well, I got two. Where's the other one?
Yeah, and the frightening thing is he had 20 minutes. He was prepping for this.
Yeah.
And this is what we get after
and
prep.
I can't find it.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay. I got two. This one I like. Character is like a tree and reputation like its shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. Abraham Lincoln. And then here's one from Winston Churchill. We're all worms. But I do believe I'm a glowworm. glowworm.
So are you following the Pope's visit to America?
Casually. Uh-huh.
What is it?
I don't know.
What is this thing?
I'm a therapist. I'm not a social commentator.
Called charisma. I'm going to ask
nice
the question.
Nice recovery.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, charisma has to do with that first thing I was talking about. Reputation and character. So in order to get where he is, he's had to do a couple of things. One, he's had to do a lot of study, and that would be liturgical and Catholic and social and economics. He had to learn a lot of stuff about the world and about his religion. Two, he's had to have the personal energy to pull that all off. The energy. Three, he's got to be elected by the cardinals, which means he's got to be likable and he has to know how to use power well and correctly. And so, charisma is the exercise of personal power and magnetic attraction, like that. Pope had it.
Now, there was a reference that had been made. Oh, crud. We're down to 30 seconds. I can't do
it. Oh, five, four,
no,
three,
no,
two,
we're
five.
Not going to do that one either.
How are you, Ben? It's been awfully nice seeing you once again.
Yeah.
30 second. Fill that void.
No. It's interesting dealing with anything around religion or spirituality that some recognize that extra element and others don't.
Yeah, that's true.
With a pope, obviously there's a whole bunch associated with that.
There's a difference between religion and spirituality.
We'll get into that when we come back. See, we filled it. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Lou, the concept of charisma, is it, we were talking before the break about the Pope and his visit to America and Cuba. Is there charisma associated with a title or a position? President, Pope, Prime Minister, I mean, those that are at the pinnacle.
Not necessarily. You can associate power, influence, But charisma is a personal, eyeball-to-eyeball kind of connection. So when the Pope gets up and talks in front of a crowd and touches people's hearts, that's different than a president who touches people's wallets or their voting.
And privilege. Occasionally gives them back?
Yeah, no, charisma's, you can be charismatic and be big and powerful, and you can be charismatic and quiet. And
so is charisma attitude, perspective?
Oh, it's lots of things. My wife taught for 35 years, and she's only had to send two kids to the principal. The rest of the time, she deals with discipline inside the classroom without making a big deal out of it. So she doesn't do a lot of eyeball-to-eyeball, my way or the highway. She's been able to schmooze lots of things to get a result that is salubrious for all concerned, her, the kid, and the rest of the class, without having to resort to using a pile driver and sending kids to the principal. And that's kind of quiet charisma as far as I'm concerned. It's not the Pope and it's not the president. It's just Lucy teaching in a classroom without getting tangled up in eyeball to eyeball, do it my way, power struggles.
There is that thing, whatever it is, and some people have it. And I think the easiest phrase that a lot of us use is lights up the room.
Oh yeah, yeah. There are people like that.
That person
walk
is
into
in
the room,
and
so and so's here.
They're not loud.
No,
they're not overt. They're not.
They just kind of ooze wonderfulness.
It is.
Yeah.
Where's that come from?
Oh Lordy, I think most of that is genetic. And then people learn as they grow up with family and school. They learn personal and social skills that take advantage of their basic wonderfulness. There are some people who just aren't particularly afraid of anything in particular. I mean, they're afraid of lions and tigers and walking through a dark alley at 3 a.m. But in terms of meeting and greeting other people and finding out what's going on in the world and being able to get things done, they're not afraid. They just kind of dig in, get her done, and if it can't get her done, they wait until tomorrow. So they have a can-do attitude, and they're not daunted by can't get it done today. They'll have a run at it tomorrow. And then,
so is that like self-confidence?
And then, it's
self-confidence?
About self-confidence. And then that part comes early in childhood from parental support. And if they have the genetic...
Not the T-ball syndrome.
No.
Support.
No. And if they have genetic predisposition to being energetic and outgoing, those kind of kids take over kindergarten. And then they become the president of their kindergarten. And unspecified. They don't go in kindergarten for that purpose. They're just kind of natural-born leaders. And people can trust them because they don't blackmail, they don't bend, they don't hurt people.
Yeah. Higher level of ethics or moral character?
Well, it's interesting about ethics and moral character. I think people are born with a certain moral and ethical framework about treating others well, being treated well. If you watch little kids at play, they will comfort a kid who's hurt. They'll share toys with a new kid. They'll share with their friends, of course, but they'll also share toys with a new kid and make him welcome. And that's part of early experience of lighting up the room. Hey, look, Mikey, gave it away. Give it to Mikey, he'll eat anything. Right, and so Mikey gives it away, and people like Mikey because he's generous. And Mikey doesn't do that with the thought of being generous or being popular. As a kid, Mikey just gives it because the other kid needs it, wants it, should have it, blah, blah, blah. So it's interesting watching children around what grown-ups call moral and ethical behavior. Kids seem to, most kids, seem to share naturally. Now, if on top of that built-in capacity, they also have abundant social skills, well, then they go places institutionally, in school, in medicine, in law, in education, that sort of thing. They take advantage of the structure. And then there are people who advance in medicine and law and education who don't have that skill, and they just mechanically get the job done. And that's okay, too, as long as they get the job done without hurting themselves or somebody else.
Heavy on the second.
Yeah.
Somebody else, particularly when you're talking about doctors and lawyers.
Yeah, yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Luke Quimby.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Lou, the concept of resignation is one that doesn't appear often in the American political scene. Most people bust their chops for a year, for a decade, for a career, for a lifetime to attain
something,
power, prestige, et cetera.
Advantage, et cetera.
And now, so in the last week, the guy who was in charge of Volkswagen, with their little situation, resigned, even though it wasn't his.
Ultimately,
it's his responsibility, but he wasn't in the line of decision-making,
right. It
appears. And now this morning's announcement that Speaker Boehner is stepping aside.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't think either of those are shrinking violets.
Oh, no.
That they have very healthy egos.
Yeah.
Confidence, all these things that we were just talking about, and now they're walking away.
Right.
If you're not running away from a situation, Nixon,
yeah.
Why would you, what would drive somebody to the point of stepping back?
Well, look at the Volkswagen guy. He's not 70. He's not going to retire and quit, right? He's going to have another job somewhere, right? And he knows that. So if he's going to have another job somewhere, then the people that hire him are going to want to know what kind of character he has. And if he's got enough character to stand up and take the hit for the company, then he's advertising that by resigning, even though it didn't happen on his watch, right? He said, I'll take the hit for the Gipper. So he takes the hit for the Gipper, and then he takes his $3.5 million and walks away, and then somebody else hires him for $4.7 million, and he settles into that. That's one scenario. The other one is he just may be tired of taking the heat that doesn't belong to him, so he resigns, right? So there's all kinds of reasons.
So in the private sector, that's pretty, I wouldn't say clear cut, but pretty understandable for most of us.
Yeah.
In the political arena, however, I mean, you got guys that have been there for generations, decades, multiples, dealing with all kinds of ups and downs and this is and that's challenges.
One of the interesting things I have found as a therapist is the concept of enough's enough. And that varies from person to person, based on a whole bunch of factors
their scripting, their childhood, their education, training, and experience, and the decisions they make about what they will do and what they won't do, what they can by capacity do, and what they cannot by structure do. Senators cannot do certain things that presidents can do, for example. So I can't generalize this to Boehner, but there are some circumstances where people just go, to heck with it. I'm done. I'm out of here. Forget it. And it's not, they don't snap. They just slowly run up against that big wall and they go, enough's enough. I'm going to retire and be happy. Now, when they retire and be happy, who knows what they're going to do with their thirst for power. They may go back to town and run for mayor, and that's happened before as well. Or they just may quietly retire and write a book. They may indeed be able to, I haven't seen too much of it, but just retire and play a little golf once in a while and have a dinner party and no overt thirst for power and not write a book.
But most of those profiles, it seems, crave the spotlight.
Yeah.
And we have seen people who...
Exactly.
Oh, I will never. I'm two term only. I'm one term only.
Of course they are.
I'm going in on the regular guy ticket.
Of course they are.
And as soon as they step across the magic line and drink of the magic water,
bingo.
They are one.
They are one, yeah.
And don't get away. So it seems like you're swimming almost against the black hole.
Yeah,
for a lot of these people trying...
The tide. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really curious when somebody decides that's it.
Well, you've heard the expression power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, right? So it's a really slippery slope about power, the capacity to determine or control other people's behavior. And some people feed on that, and some people do not. Some people use power wisely and well, and some people just run amok with it. So if you're looking at how to use power, then you have to look at the person's character, not their shadow.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:41, Everything But the Tree. We'll be back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Lou, it's interesting for me as we talk about whether it's charisma that the Pope certainly has, or power.
Abundant.
Either the Pope or politicians at the national level have.
Yeah.
To consider parallels on the local level, because it's kind of tough, but... We all know people who have said, I'm going to run that regular guy ticket. I'm not going to be contaminated. I'm not going to be changed. I'm going to be there for you, blah, 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 blah. And somewhere within three to 6 months,
yes, it does.
You start to see it with most individuals. There are some. Yeah, I use Rodoni as my reference. You know,
Roger.
Roger did not change. There are some who don't.
He went in the same way.
Yeah.
Lots of people go in naive and stupid about what power does. Roger knew what power does. He knew exactly what power does. So he didn't go into public life naive. He was a player when he went in.
So is that...
Some people are not. Some people have to learn about power on the job.
Right, if it's the first rodeo.
And that's part of what local politics is about. And then they go to state politics. And then and then national politics, blah, blah, blah. But I figured that nobody can be a politician without knowing how to lie believably. Believably.
That would be not repeating themselves.
Believably.
Well, what I find really curious isn't the change, because I expect change.
Right.
You know, if you know somebody before they go in, you know, on the job, call me.
Particularly if they say, this isn't going to change me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
But the people who perceive that they have power, but the elected position that they're in, nobody really cares too much about. You know, the guy that runs unopposed for three terms.
Oh.
Well, obviously, you know, thank you for your service. It's not a power of position of power.
Power position. Could be an okay. Administrative
but
position.
But, boy, they got the strut down.
Oh.
They think they're hot stuff. Oh. And, you know,
it goes to some people's heads, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not even the spotlight that seems to be the thing that makes it happen. Is there, I suppose, there would have to be an internal script that's driving that. If I'm elected, people like me. If people like me, then I can...
Therefore, I can...
Et cetera, et cetera.
Oh. Well, I suppose if you're in high school and you're the class president, then you can develop a sense of entitlement about what you can get away with or do. Or sometimes it's a little thing. Sometimes it's big things. Sometimes you get slapped down. Sometimes you don't. It's interesting about senses of entitlement. Because entitlement means other people are supposed to do things for you. I call them do-me people. D-O, me, and then D-U-E, to me. So if they have a sense of entitlement, the things are due to them, then other people are supposed to do it for them. And if you're a politician and you get elected and you have a sense of entitlement, then the great unwashed, the public, is supposed to take care of you in some way, either by doing what you say, or falling down and worshiping you because you got low self-esteem. Well, both of those have their own set of problems attached to them.
I would, and what do I know? But I would think that most people should be able to say, this is the title that people are reacting to, not the individual who has the name tag with the title on it.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think most people, I have a lot of respect for ordinary common sense of people.
Which isn't ordinary and isn't too common. Okay, I tried my link and didn't get there. Thanks for coming by, bud. We've been Talking Shop with Lou Quimby. Join us Monday morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.